animation studios charge $5,000 to $10,000 per minute for work like this. But what if you could create it yourself in less than an hour?
No way.
This isn't theoretical. I just created this entire Ghibli-style animated short using nothing but AI tools. It's so simple that literally a child could do it. In fact, it took me less than an hour from concept to final render. Today, I'm breaking down my exact process so that you can do the same. We're talking concept, script, visual, animation, voice, music, sound effects, and final edit, all from simple prompts anyone can write. And don't worry, I'll show you the complete animation at the end of this video. But first, let me show you how this whole process comes together. Before we dive in, let me show you the complete system we'll be following today. Yes, this is my AI animation pipeline, a step-by-step process that turns ideas into finished animations without drawing a single frame. If you think this looks complicated, don't worry. Each step is surprisingly simple when broken down, and you'll be surprised how quickly you can move through this entire workflow. I've broken down everything into 8 major steps, and those even include sound design and creating a custom song for this animation, so get ready for that. By the end, you'll have a complete professional looking animation that looks like a studio did that for you in months. And the best part is all of the tools I'm using are linked in the description. Now let's create some movie magic. Step 1 is all about generating your core concept. Honestly, this might be the hardest part of the process because everything else is based on this step. However, AI makes it ridiculously easy. For our workflow, we'll use Gemini, but you can do the same with ChatGPT or with Claude. I simply asked the AI to generate 5 distinct concepts for a Ghibli-style animated short film. But here's the crucial part. I didn't just ask for any ideas. I specifically requested concepts that include environmental themes, coming-of-age elements, visual metaphors, and a strong emotional hook. And look at these results. 5 completely unique story concepts, each with a title, premise, emotional journey, and key visual moments. All of them from a single prompt that took me maybe 2 or 3 minutes to write. From these options, I'm choosing the story called Seed and the Server. It's a story about a young girl who discovers a real seed in a digital world, and she plants it on a forgotten rooftop. What's powerful about this approach of creating stories is that you're not starting from scratch. You're curating from multiple fully fleshed ideas. But here's what's really mind-blowing. You're about to see how we turn the simple concept into a fully animated film in just 7 more steps. And if you're wondering, can the quality actually be good? Just wait until you see the final result. With our concept chosen, we move on to step 2, developing the script and narrative. This is where we transform our basic idea into something that can actually be animated. I asked the AI to expand on the concept by developing the main character and creating 20 different scenes, strengthening the hook, and crafting an emotional climax. Why exactly 20 scenes, you might ask? Wonder. That's because I want to create a 100-second animation, and if each scene lasts around 5 seconds, that brings us to about 20 scenes. Alright, look at how the AI developed Alara, our main character. The AI gave her this distinct appearance, personality, and motivation, and it also mapped out a complete narrative arc with a clear beginning, middle, and end. This is crucial. We're not just creating random pretty images, we're building a cohesive story that will emotionally resonate with the viewers. And speaking of emotional impact, wait until you see how the script translates into visuals later on. It's really fascinating. Step 3 is where the traditional animation would require teams of artists creating detailed storyboards. However, with AI, we take a different approach, and it's much faster, but the quality is really, really good. To stay organized, I created this detailed scene breakdown table. For each of our 20 different scenes, I specify exactly what needs to happen visually, what the camera should be doing, what narration plays, and what sound effects is needed. This is really our production blueprint. For example, in this scene, we have this tension moment where the drone passes over Lara, and we need to have that visual, we need to have the narration for that part, and we need to have the sound effect for this part. Check out how it turns out.
The world hummed with perfect order. But life seeks the spaces in between.
And for this and other scenes, the AI needs to know exactly what to generate, from the camera angle to the lighting to the emotional tone. This detailed planning might seem tedious, but it's actually the secret of creating professional quality animations with AI. And trust me, it pays off tremendously in the next step. So step 4 is where our story really comes to life visually. This is where we design our characters and environments using AI image generation. For each scene in our storyboard, I created specific prompts that describe exactly what the AI should generate. The key here is consistently and repeatedly using the same descriptions for our main character and environment. Look at these results. For Ilara, I consistently specify young girl, dark hair, simple green tunic in every prompt. For the environments, I maintain the contrast between the sterile digital world and the natural elements. These images are impressive on their own, but they're still static. In the next step, we'll bring them to life with movement, and that's where the real magic happens. Step 5, we use an image to video generator. Creating the movement in the animation world used to take ages and is really expensive for animation teams. However, with AI, it got super simple. I'm using a technology called Luma Labs Dream Machine to animate each image, but there's a few other tools you can use as well. Check the link in the description for those. The process is pretty simple. Upload your image and provide a motion prompt that describes how the elements should move. Check out the difference. From static image to flowing animation with just a text prompt. For this scene, I specified a camera zoom in following Ilara as she walks through the server room. The AI understood exactly what I meant and created this natural smooth movement. Check it out. You can create any camera movements, pans, zooms, pulls, or animate specific elements within the scene. The key is being precise about what should move and how. But a great animation also needs good audio. So let's see how AI handles that next. Step 6 focuses on creating professional narration. Great anime deserves a voice that matches its emotional tone. I use 11 Labs to generate our narration. Check out the link in the description to use that for free. The difficult part here is to find a voice that matches the Ghibli aesthetic. We're looking for something gentle and slightly wistful and philosophic. So I just custom created a voice from scratch. I have another video that showcases how to do that. It's on my channel, so check that out. Listen to how perfectly this captures the tone of our story.
They built worlds of endless green, perfect forests born of light and code. Worlds without soil, without roots.
So for our script, I created separate audio files for each individual scene, and this is so that in the end when we edit it, it is much easier to pull them all together one by one. All right, check this out. Notice how minimal the narration is, just 1 to 2 lines per scene, and that's because we want the visuals to do the heavy lifting, and the narration is there to provide an emotional context rather than explaining everything that we've already seen. But to bring this animation to the next level, we need another audio element to complete the sound design. And that brings us to step 7. It's all about creating a complete audio landscape with music and sound effects. This is what transforms a good animation into an unforgettable experience. It's the other dimension that many people don't really talk about when it comes to film. I created 2 distinct audio elements. First, I created a background music track using Suno AI. I used this specific prompt to get a Ghibli-style orchestral score. I've created plenty of videos on how to use Suno effectively, so check them out on my channel as well. But beyond the soundtrack, I also created individual sound effects for each scene using 11 Labs. Listen to how these sounds bring our worlds to life, from the bird songs all the way to the servers humming. This is really what transports us into that scene. Now we have all of the pieces. We have the animation, the narration, the music, the sound effects, and it's time to bring them all together in our final step. And this final step is the assembly. We're bringing all of our elements together, and I'm using a video editing platform called CapCut, but you can use whatever you want. CapCut is free to use, and it's really simple to put stuff together. So I imported all 20 animation clips and arranged them in sequence. Then I added the narration audio. I synced them all together so that they all make sense. Finally, I layered in the sound effects and the background music. I'm trying to adjust the volumes here so that all of them have a good balance and are not too overwhelming. The key to professional results is attention to detail. I added subtle crossfades between the scenes for smoother transitions, and I also adjusted audio levels so that the music, narration, and sound effects complement each other rather than compete with each other. This assembly process is straightforward, and if you've ever made a simple video before, you can handle this step easily. The beauty is that all of the hard work has already been done by the AI, and we just have to put it all together. Now, are you ready to see the completely finished animation that took us less than an hour to create from start to finish? I'm definitely excited to show it to you. But before we go there, if you want to try this out yourself and create these beautiful animations on your own, I've created all of the prompts that I've used in my guide below, and I also added all of the links with the tools that I'm using. Most of them have free tiers, so you can start experimenting right away without having to pay a penny. And if you end up creating your own AI animations using this workflow, please tag me below. I want to check them out and see what you can create. And lastly, before we premiere our video, if you like this video and you found any of it helpful, please like, subscribe, comment, and share it with anyone who might find these techniques helpful. It goes a long way. All right, let's watch it. Remember, everything you're about to see was generated using AI tools that anyone can access right now.
They built worlds of endless green, perfect forests born of light and code. Worlds without soil, without roots, without the whisper of real wind. Beautiful, yet the heart remembers something more. Forgotten things hold forgotten truths. A tiny promise from a time before the endless green. A seed needs soil. A heart needs a home. And so the journey began through veins of metal and glass, where data flowed like silent rivers, and whispers of forgotten paths lingered in the code. The world hummed with perfect order. But life seeks the spaces in between. Closer to the sky, closer to the memory of sunlight. Here, a pocket of the old world slept. A place for roots. A place for life. For even in worlds of light and code, true growth finds its way back to the earth.
That was incredible, right? A complete animated short film with a cohesive story, professional visuals, and emotional impact created entirely by AI under our direction. If you made it this far, you're probably gonna click away, but I would really appreciate it if you would subscribe or comment below if it was a complete waste of your time. It's also helpful for me to know, so I don't need to make these kind of videos again. But if you subscribe, I'll see you in the next video. Stay creative. Peace out.